بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. These are beautiful couplets, ashar poetry, which were composed by our dada sheikh, the sheikh of our sheikh, Hazrat Mu'adh bin Hamid sahab. Daman barakatuhu, where we learned the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And these are beautiful couplets which our Shaykh, Shaykh Hazrat Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had composed. Did Ashiq, lover of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, that sparked millions of hearts in the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. It takes a lamp to light the lamp. It takes a matchstick to light a candle. Something has to spark the heart. It doesn't happen on its own. When the hearts meet together, then the light is brighter and the marifat of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala increases. Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, these ash'ar, although they are rendered in poetry form, in naat form, and in reality these are bayans. These are bayans from the heart of Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. Many times we heard from our Shaykh also, Hazrat Mu'adh Abdul Hamid Sahib, and Barakatuhu. Hakim Sahib, you should be restless at night. Deep thought, can't sleep. A person now who is in love with someone but can't get to the beloved. How you make a plan? Which way do I go? How to express my muhabbat, how to express my love. A youngster in haram love, he can't sleep at night because of the cell phone. Talking away, talking away. But it's not true love. The true, pure love of Allah Ta'ala that comes in the heart. When you see the lovers of Allah, what they experience. Hazrat will wake up 2 o'clock in the morning and he's crying profusely. Our Shaykh used to be there sometime, he would call him. He said, Abu Hamisa, come sit down, listen to this. And the pen is just flowing, the tears are flowing. He said, this ah refers to pain in the heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like, la ilaha illallah, in the name of Allah, Allah kept that ha, of regret, of love, of dard, of pain. That the heart was pain in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These actually were bayans of Hazrat Hakim Sahib put in poetry form. Despite the hearts of the lovers of Allah, what it is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is something you should now aspire to get. Something that you want to get, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aa jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. The title of the poem, that heart that doesn't carry the love of Allah. That heart that does not carry the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Do jaha ka maza usko hasil nahi. Aa jo dil tere gham ka hamil nahi. On the bottom of his heart he's saying with pain, that listen to me, and you say sometime, ki akhtar ki baat suno. Listen to akhtar, he's telling you. You won't get this chance again, I'm telling you now. You might not get this opportunity again to sit together. This is what I'm telling you. This is from my heart. After spending 17 years, day and night, in the company of my Shaykh. 17 years. Day and night, on the river bank, with his Shaykh, Shah Abdul Ghani Purpuri, Rahmatullah Alayh, who was a Shaykh al-Hadith also in Adar room, with a great lover of Allah. What the addition of Muhabbat of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Hakim Sahib will say, sometime we are sitting together, and all of a sudden, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib would shout out, Allah, Allah, Allah. Does it not happen? He said, I can't help it. I can't help the love of Allah in my heart. The steam is too much. I have to let it out. As the Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, also on Thursday nights, they would have in his khanqa also, Qasida, Burda, and other ash'ar. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, why this? It's this only way we can let off the steam of the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That we can express our muhabbat and love. Nizamuddin Awliya Rahmatullah Ali, same thing also, Shah Abdul Quddus Gangohi Rahmatullah Ali, in his khanqa also Thursday night is to have poetry in the love of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. His son, newly qualified, came from Darulum and told his father, what's all this now? All this ash'ar and all this poetry and singing, get it out. So he stopped it. He says, no problem. So that Thursday they stopped it, but the next week Thursday he had full boils on his body. They called a physician, they called the doctors, tried all type of medication, nothing coming right. So finally, Hazrat Khadim, an attendant, told the son, just allow him one session only. Just one session of ash'ara and poetry. He said, okay, as an ilaj is the treatment. Just one session and all the boys went away. He said, how come? He said, the steam of love was too much. The muhabbat of Allah is boiling in the heart, it has to be released somewhere. It has to be. The Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimullah, they say by Rauza Mubarak at the power Mubarak, the feet Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nearly every day for 4 hours he would sit there only crying. Our Shaykh told us, if I ever saw somebody crying in love, or two people, the Shaykh Zakaria sahab rahmatullah alayhi, and Mawlana Hakim Akhtar sahab rahmatullah alayhi. When this will cry in love of Allah, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire body to shudder and shake. For 4 hours, crying, what is enjoying in that crying, subhanallah? What sweetness is going through the heart, we can't even believe it. But how they got this ma'rifat, this muhabbat of Allah, the different world they're living in, and Allah has kept that for everyone. This Hazrat is telling us now, do jaha ka maza, maza, the enjoyment, the sweetness of both the worlds. This sweetness of Allah's muhabbat is only in this dunya, you will not get in akhirat. You will not get in akhirat. Allah has only kept it in this world. What you get now is still that, the sweetness of ibadat, of Allah's muhabbat, of taking His name, you'll only get in this worldly life. Our mashayikh understood this. This is the only time we're going to get it. If we lose everything, we can lose it, but this we don't want to lose. This we want to get before we reach our qabr. So they invested everything in it. 17 years of his youth he gave to his sheikh. Then he would say, I'm speaking, now listen to me. I spent 17 years I stayed with my sheikh. And I got the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So he's saying, do jaha ka maza, the sweetness of both the worlds. That person doesn't have it. That person doesn't have it in his heart, in whose heart, oh Allah, he doesn't have the pain of your love. He doesn't have the pain of your love in his heart, oh my Allah, he doesn't have the sweetness of both the worlds. He lost it. He'll never get it. He'll never understand what it is to love the Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We know the love, the majazi love, or the fake love, or the infatuation of this worldly love. And we always give the example, whether it is true love or not true love. True love is for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As I give the example every time, that person went to the card shop and he asked the attendant at the card shop, do you have a card that says it's only you? So he says, yes, we have a card like that. He says, if you have a card like that, it's only you, please give me 10 cards. Please give me 10 cards. So that's how we are. We give our love to 10 people, but we tell them it's only you. And she also is copy and paste, telling you also it's only you. Whether it's true, when Allah says, I love you, I love you. It's only you. For us to say, Allah, Allah, it's only you. There's nobody else. I don't want anybody else. Allah, I want you. If I got your muhabbat and your love, then the entire creation will love me. Everything is mine. But if I lost Allah, tabarak wa ta'ala, I lost everything. I haven't got my Allah. Hazrat is saying, if you don't have the ah and the pain of the love of Allah in your heart, then you've lost the sweetness of both the worlds. Aap chahe hame. Ye karam aapka. O Allah, if you make us yours, aap chahe, if you wish that we become yours, O my Allah, then this is your kindness. Because we worldly beings, weaklings, ghair mustahiq, nalaik, unworthy ones, Ya Allah, we can't reach you. Ya wara al wara, you beyond us, my Allah. But if you wish for us, Ya Allah, what is actually saying, Allah, please wish us to become yours. You also wish it from your side. They're not from one side only, there's muhabbat, other side there's no love. He's chasing, but she doesn't want him. As the example Hazrat gives also, the farmer's son, meeting his, wearing his suit, boot and tie, and he's going to the town and he's whistling away. Friend asks him, where you go? I'm going to get married. He said, to who? To the king's daughter. MashaAllah, farmer like you? He said, yeah, half the nikah is done. So how come? He said, I accepted her, she must accept me. I accepted her, he's left for her to accept me. Allah said, I've already accepted you. I already want you. I send you in dunya to become mine. So, aap chahe, Allah, if you wish, there will be your karam, it will be your kindness upon us that you want us. Warna ham chahne ke to qabil nahi. Ya Allah, we're not even worthy to even wish for you. We are so napak, so dirty, but Ya Allah, if you want us, then you can clean us out and you make us yours. But where I'll get this from? To have this type of wish in my heart and this love in my heart that I want my Allah, where do I fill it up? Munabarul Haqsab rahmatullah alayhi says, as we mentioned before, that even the tanker that's delivering the fuel and petrol also has to go to the garage to fill its own tank. It can carry all the tank, all the petrol on the top, but it needs to fuel its own tank also. So every lover of Allah also can have the love of Allah, but he has to go somewhere to refuel. That power bank we know also will power your battery, but you have to power that power bank also. To give your battery now power also. That we understand that. Now to power my battery, where do I go to? together with Muhabbat of Allah, the love of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, it supersedes everything. Hazrat says, there's only one place. He says, Suhbate Ahli Dil, Jisne Payinuhum. So listen to me, I'm telling you from experience, that that person hasn't found the companionship of Ahli Dil, people of the heart. People of the heart, if you haven't found, like how we heard about Harun al-Rashid, Rahimahullah, sitting on his bed with his wife, and next minute you hear like the ground trembling. So he runs outside to see what's happening. Is somebody attacking? The army coming, advancing upon us. Then after investigation, then they come to know that it was a wali of Allah that was passing through his city or his town. And that wali of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, with all his students and murids, he sneezed. And he said, Alhamdulillah. And they all replied, Yarhamukallah. What a din it was, he thought it was an army attacking. Then his wife told him, Harun, this is the difference between you and the friend of Allah. You rule over the bodies of people, he rules the hearts of people. He rules their hearts. This is Ahl Dil. We are now from heart to heart. Even when it comes to heart, when the Hazrat said, when the eyes meet, when the eyes, not in fake love, but in true love of Allah, when the person wants the love of Allah, he wants the muhabbat of Allah, he's crying for it. And now he goes into the masjid of the Shaykh, where he finds the Ahl Dil, somebody of the heart. And then the eyes make contact. Then they know the secret language that he wants something. The thirst is Allah sees it. And Allah will give it. Haji Imdadullah Mahajin Makki Rahmatul Ali, the fountain head of our tasawuf, the Thani was there to him, the Gangohi was there to him, Rahmatul Alayhim. He was looking for a sheikh also. And then in his dream, he sees that certain person, go and look for him, you will find him, and he'll be waiting for you also. And he was shown the shoes of that person outside a classroom. So he asked somebody, he said, go to a certain place, you'll find that person around that area. So he had the talab and desire in his heart, I'm looking for Ahl Dil. I want to connect myself to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So he went looking. He went looking and he says, finally he came to their own madrasa, maktab, next to the masjid. And he sees the shoes he saw in his dream, parked outside that class. So he locks the door, he opens. As soon as he opens, he looks inside, Am Yaji Nur Muhammad Rahmatullah Alay, the eyes meet. And the smile breaks. Meiji told him, finally you found me. He saw the dream last night. He said, Ji, he said, come. 15 years he spent with him. 15 years. Before he passed away, Miyaji Nur Muhammad called him and told Haji Saab, now I'm leaving now. I'm leaving now, what do you want from me? They had hearts, they knew they had something in their heart that we can give someone. So I have a whole army of jinnat, I can give you the jinnat. Become a big army, a big bapu. Or you want the burn of Allah's muhabbat and love. He says, I want that. He said, come, I give it to you. Then he hugged him and he transferred the love of Allah. But the hearts were ready. The hearts were ready from both sides now, with mutual muhabbat and love for the sake of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. He found that Ahl Dil. And Haji Imdadullah became the Shaykh now of great, great mashayikh. Although being not an official alim, but he had the burn of Allah's muhabbat. So Hazrat is saying now, Warna. He says, Suhbati Ahl Dil Jisne Payinahum. The person who hasn't found the suhbat and companionship of a person of the heart, who has a heart in the love of Allah, Uska Gham Gham Nahi. That gham and that pain is carrying in his heart, is that real pain? It's fake. Is that true? Because he doesn't know what it is to have the love of Allah. So he feels I've got something in me, but is that true really? He'll slip away, he'll have istiqamat, he'll come, he'll go. Is that gham? But worse than that, he'll feel I've got something, but he doesn't have anything. But he hasn't kept enough contact with Ahl Dil. Uska gham gham nahi, uska dil dil nahi. Hazrat says, you can't even call his heart a heart also. That heart with no muhabbat of Allah, Tabarak wa Ta'ala, he hasn't connected his heart to a love of Allah Ta'ala's heart. So that heart is not even a heart now. Jis jaga aapka qurb milta na ho. Dekho the lovers of Allah, what they say. Say, oh Allah, that place where I don't find your closeness, that place, that avenue where I don't find your closeness, I'm searching for Allah. I only want to go to those places now where I'll find you. Otherwise, I don't want to go anywhere else. I don't want to go anywhere else. Only Magda Sahib mentioned about his ustaz, Sheikh Abadi Rahmatullah Ali. They're the ashiq of Quran Sharif. He says, on Sundays when there was no madrasa, the family used to go out. He said, yo, go out, today is my day for Quran Tilawat. One Quran khatam on Sundays. Yo, go shopping, I got my Quran. And so much love of Quran he had, he used to get tired also. He used to lie down in the bed and read his Quran too. Like how he said to the cell phone. And that afternoon they came home from shopping, they found him on the bed with Quran on his chest and he passed away. That was a heart. Those were hearts that had the love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. So you say, oh Allah, the place where I don't find your closeness, I don't find your proximity, okay, manzil, be it maybe some stage in the life of a believer, of a Muslim, but is that my station? I don't want to stop there. I want to go further than this, where I can really, really be close to you. I don't want to stop there. Is that my manzil, not my station right now? I want to move on to a place where I can find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we get this also, it'll be difficult for us to even miss one gush also. Mashayikh say, I don't know in which gush I'll find Allah. In which shab guzari I'll find Allah. Which majlis I'll find Allah. How can I give it up? Ya Allah, maybe it's day, maybe it's that time. Maybe that tahajjud time. Maybe that ishraq namaz. Maybe in that majlis there. I don't know, I'm searching, I'm looking. And Allah is seeing the heart, which way is going. Find him and Allah will pull a person. So I don't want to go, ya Allah, where I don't find you. I don't want to waste my time anywhere else because life is too short. And we sing amongst us so many phrases we had last year maybe that we had Ramadan time. Today we heard the Quran tilawat. The last ayat of Surah Al-Iflam Mim in the last rakat. وَلَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ End of Tarawih. Now we already started the next Quran for next year Tarawih. Whether we're going to hear Al-Iflam Mim, we don't know. We already started it now. So whether we're going to be here next year, we don't know. But we know we're here right now to connect our heart to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. غَيْرَ حَقْ said the young boy Madina Munawara. Love the masjid. The pigeon of the masjid. Day and night in the time of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. Day and night in the masjid. Handsome young boy. But his heart was connected to Allah. What muhabbat, what love for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And every time he would leave to go home, he had to pass the house of a certain woman that fell in love with him. Young boy, very handsome. And this woman would try to allure him every time, make sounds, make noises, she would call him. Put his head down and he would walk. Don't look back, don't look sideways, he would walk one way. But nafs and shaitan is still there. They're going to make an effort. Like how in the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also is mentioned about his father Abdullah. Father Abdullah, whenever he used to pass a certain woman's house, she would run behind him like a mad woman. And shout behind him, Abdullah, marry me, marry me, marry me. Say, you're a mad woman, I'm going to marry you. She was a fortune teller, soothsayer. Please marry me. She would throw herself to him. He would ignore her. Then he got married to Amina radiallahu anha. Then he passed the house, she's waiting outside for him. Abdullah, please marry me. Please marry. I'm married already. You will marry me also. Then finally, after some time, he passed the house. She stood there, she saw him, and she gave out a yell and a shriek, and she ran inside. What happened today? Today she is behind me. When finally he investigated and asked her, she was a fortune teller. Before Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, then the jinnat had access to the skies. They were able to go to the skies and hear what information, news was being transmitted. And then down to the earth. So they would hear it there. They would make a chain now from behind the stars. They would listen to it. And make a chain right till the fortune teller. So he would receive 1% information and mix 99% lies. They'll tell you a story, you believe him. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, then the skies were closed to the jinnat. And whenever they would go to listen, and the malaika saw them listening behind the star, they would kick the star. That's when you get a shooting star. What the kuffar said, make a wish. The jinnat got hiding. Say, make a wish. But all that we know that. Our hadith and our tafsir, we don't know. Shihabun thaqib. When this will go in, istaraqa sama'a, this will go and steal and listen, eavesdrop. Then the malaika should kick the star. So when he went to ask her, how come? Today you ran away from me? She said, I got no hope left now. What you mean? She said, I'm a fortune teller. I could see the noor of nubuwat in your forehead. I could see the noor of the final Nabi in your forehead. Then you got married. I still hope now that I will be the one to carry that noor of nubuwat. Today when you passed my house, I noticed that the noor of Numa in your forehead is now transferred to the womb of Amina. She's expecting the child. and she will deliver Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she could see the signs of it. So this young boy now is passing the house. Temptation is there, but he would lower his head. That day somehow it caught his attention. And he proceeded to the house of this woman. As he entered, he fell unconscious. Fell unconscious. What happened to him, nobody knows. She got afraid. She called the slave girl, help me to carry this boy. Took him and dumped him by his father's house. Father woke up in the morning, sees his son's lying over there, unconscious, woke him up. What happened to you? One eye flashed in his mind. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. When shaitan prods you, and he overcomes you, he overpowers you with temptation. فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ, seek the protection of Allah. Then the next, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا إِذَا مَسَّتْ طَائِفٌ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا. That ayah they came. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقُوا, those have taqwa in them. And when shaitan now tempts them, تَذَكَّرُوا. Now they remember Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So I remembered Allah and he fainted. So he mentioned the ayah again and he passed away. It was too much for him. How could a woman advance to this woman? He had that fear was so overwhelming in him to stand before Allah. He had a heart of iman. They had his janazah, they buried him. Then they told Umar bin Khattab, this young boy has passed away. Why didn't you tell me? He went to the qabr and he asked the boy, How did Allah treat you? From the qabr a voice came out. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. The person who fears standing before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, he has this fear in his heart, Allah will give him two jannats. He said, Allah has given me two jannats. He made his life, he gave up his life. Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, give your life but don't break the command of Allah. I'll give my life, I'll run like a madman away from temptation, but I won't give in and break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and get myself filthy in dirt and filth of the dunya and in haram activities. I won't do it. One example our Shaykh gives also about sin. When a person's heart is up brimming with the muhabbat of Allah, then sin will overtake him. But what's the reality of sin, the filth of it? He gives an example. The Thani rahmatullah Ali explains and he says that a person just got married, big man, and next morning the wife goes to the room and she sees that he missed the bed. Did number one. So what, a big man is just missing the room? First day, second day, third day, every day he's making number one in the bed. So she asked him, what's the problem? He said, I can't help it. Why? He said, when I go to sleep, I see a beautiful dream and I see shaitan. He comes to me, talks to me so nicely. He tells me, take me for a nice walk in the garden. So I go with him. Takes me for a very, very long walk. Then I need to go to the toilet. So he shows me a super clean, high-tech toilet. He tells me, here's the toilet here, do your job. So I think it's a toilet. And I relieve myself. When I wake up in the morning, I see I'm still in the bed. So the wife says, if you've got such a friendship with shaitan, why don't tell him to help us out? We have a problem in the house, there's no income, die is straight. So show him, ask him now, where's all the treasures hidden, where's all the gold? It's a very good idea. Clever wife. So the next night he goes to bed, he meets up with shaitan again. He said, my wife has a request, where's all the gold hidden? He said, no problem, I didn't ask all this time. So he took him, he showed him a nice big chest, full of gold and silver. So he says that he bent down to pick up the chest and number two came out. So the wife came in the morning, she said, what happened? He said, he wanted the gold chest to see what happened over here now. He said, better you do number one, not number two. As Hakim Sahib says, rahmatullah Hakim al-Ummat, he says, it's a funny incident, but missing the bed is filthy. He said, guna and sin is worse than that. Guna and sin is worse than feces and stool. When you're looking at that haram porn on this internet, it's like you're drinking urine. And you're taking feces up in your body. It's so nice smelling. Very nice. I'm enjoying myself. Enjoying yourself in sewage of dunya and the filth. But I feel now I'm smoking all these haram things and I'm feeling now nice. In reality, I'm consuming filth right now. That's why Mawlana Asadullah Sahib says that you look at all the haram things and all the haram beauties. You're looking for the enjoyment of Jannat in Jahannam. You're not going to get it over there. get a heart, connect your heart to somebody that has a heart and see things pure and clean. That how pure and clean this is. The muhabbat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Ghair haq se lagata hai. Jo apna dil. That person who gives his heart to anyone besides Allah. He gives his heart to anyone besides Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Your heart will break. You're going to depression. It will break your heart. Don't give it to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat says the person who gives his heart to anyone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teri ulfat ke gham ka wo hamil nahi. Ya Allah, is that caring? Is that caring the gham and the pain of your love? He's carrying something else in his heart. Reading salah, but it's ghairullah in his heart. And worse than that, Hazrat explains also, that he given his heart to ghair haq, to dunya, and the false and haram beauties of this world. The heart becomes so polluted sometime. When I use Patel Sahib, you say, Rahmatullah Alayh, had that one person loved to see cricket and football, he tell his wife, she would be also. So she would see sports with him. Innocent, he said, innocent sports. Then she writes to Maulana, say, Maulana, my husband likes cricket or football, so he makes me see with him, so I see also. And those players are so fit, and they look so, the physique is so good. Now I fall in love with one of those players. One thing, worse than that, she says, when we intimate together, I actually think now I'm with that person, not with my husband. Tenth amount of zina. Ghair haq, the person who gives their heart to anyone besides Allah. How polluted the heart becomes. Sometimes the youngster also intimate with his wife, but his heart is not there, the heart is somewhere else. What he saw on the internet now is to do in the bedroom, na'uzubi, Allah Pak save us. Animal things. Because he's given his heart to that. So in halal things, he's not getting pleased. He's not getting satisfied. I need to do haram things. Because I've sold my heart now to ghair haq, to anyone besides haq tabaraka wa ta'ala. He says, Hazrat says, he's not caring in his heart the pain of Allah's muhabbat. He's caring something else in the heart. But that heart has to be cleaned out. Aapka hum hai, bas us, aur kisi ka nahi. Hazrat Hakim sahab says, Allah, I'm only yours and nobody else's. I'm only yours and nobody. I don't belong to anybody else, I only belong to you. Koi leila nahi, koi mahmil nahi. He says, there's no leila, there's no other woman in my life, it's only you, it's you and me. Everyone else is by the way. But ya Allah, really I want to be with you. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam spending the night with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. We explained this last night also. For a young man, for any couple, the bliss of life, the pinnacle, the climax of life is spending now intimate moments with your beloved. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, youngest wife Aisha radiallahu anha, spending the evening with her. Spends the evening with her, intimacy, whatever it may be. And then subhanallah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to Aisha, do you permit me now, to, in our words, do you permit me now to spend the night with my most beloved Allah? Gets up from there on the musalla the whole night after that. But the young man is missing fajr namaz because of that. So where the heart is, Nabi of Allah is saying that is real and true muhabbat and love for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keh raha hai ye akhtar wayange duhal behri ulfat ka koi bhi sahil nahi. Hazrat is saying, listen to Akhtar from the bottom of his heart. Listen to Akhtar from the bottom, Akhtar sahab rahmatullah alayhi, listen to him from the bottom of his heart, that this ocean of Allah's muhabbat, this ocean of Allah's love, there's no shore to it. There's no shore to it. How much you want to swim and carry on swimming? And carry on swimming, you'll never get the end to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This now, the lovers of Allah, what they're living in, what they're enjoying in salah, in Quran, you think, ya Allah, so long namaz, what they're reading. But what they enjoy now, they don't want to stop. As I give the example of that one person, hire a porter to carry his goods. So he's passing the masjid, the azan is going. For that simpleton, poor porter carrying the goods, or the affluent person tells him, my Allah is calling me. Please permit me to go and read my salah. He says, carry on, go inside. So the young boy goes inside. And he performs his salah. Jamaat is over, he starts nafil namaz, and he goes on and on and on. And now his client is waiting outside. He's not coming out. Finally he sees through the window. He says, why aren't you coming out? I'm waiting for you. So he says in reply, he says, the one that's keeping me inside, doesn't allow you to come inside. My Allah is keeping me. I don't feel like coming out right now. I want to spend my entire day in the house of Allah, in ibadat, in zikr, in Quran tilawat. Yes, there's a balance in life. Can't be the whole day now. There's a balance in life also. How much to sit in the masjid to go in the path of Allah. That's why we need a balanced diet also. Balanced diet, now we know in dunya we go to the dietitian. I mean, how much we pay for it. We put it on the fridge also. We check it out. Whole family knows. Whole family knows. You got to eat this. You got to... See, we're so particular about this. Person goes sore throat also in the old days. You have sore throat, they give you TCP. To gargle. Or no name brand. So family says, make sure you take it before you leave for work. Must gargle properly. If you forgot also, she call you out from the car. Come and gargle. Doctor prescribe this. But now you put the majlis there on the kitchen, on the fridge. I'm tired today. I say, yeah, relax. No need to go. But that now medication, you got to take it. Doctor prescribed it. But for your ruhani bimari, for your spiritual reformation, for my own tazkiyah, as it says, although we have got cancer of the heart, spiritual heart, but there's no action right now. And I've got a problem right now. My wiring is off, balancing is off, wheel alignment is off. Can't look right, can't look straight, can't think right, can't think straight. Don't know how to make correct decisions in life. Go and spend time in the company of Ahle Dil. Oh, Hazrat Wala in Azadul, mashallah. When you sit in his majlis, you can feel a connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What muhabbat, with love. To go and connect to Allah Wala's like that. Then they'll show you what it is to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Hazrat speaks about take out the spots from your life and take out the holiday from your life. Then it becomes easy. Because the hearts are connected now. There's transfer taking place. But I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq, my dear brothers. We've got this beautiful, magical moments in the month of Ramadan. To make all these intentions in life. Sometimes we might not understand it. But we know environment and company, what the effect it has on me. What an effect it has on me. Just being with friends also, way and way, I never thought I would go and do things because of friends and company is taking me. So the environment, the friends I have. That's what Allah Wala say, make a pious person your friend. Make him your friend and see from where to where Allah Ta'ala will take you. From where I was to where I will be. From where my life was coming out now and to where my life is right now. Just to make a little bit effort. I always give this example. One youngster we met in Raivind also. And he was on heavy drugs, he told me. Heavy drugs he was on, couldn't give it up. Jamaat came, took him for 3 days, 10 days, etc. So I met him in Raivind and he was on a different level. And the bayan sitting right in the front under the speaker's nose. Ajib Abdul Wahab Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's bayan. So he's giving me his car guzari. He says, Maulana, I was on heavy drugs. I couldn't give it up. Went in Jamaat, did everything. Finally, they made my tashkil for 4 months. I'm here for 4 months. But now how I'm feeling, I never felt in my life. So I asked him, tell me what's happening. He said, the temptation is there, I'm getting withdrawal. I was getting withdrawals. I woke up for tahajjud. I raised my hands. And I was sincere. And I said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh my Allah, I tasted the filth of dunya. It was filth, but I enjoyed it. It gave me a high, it gave me a boost. But ya Allah, I want to give it up. But it's difficult to give it up. Ya Allah, tomorrow morning I'm going to sit in the majlis, in the bayan, right next to the speaker in front of him. Ya Allah, the ecstasy I felt in that haram, if you give me more than that in the bayan, I will give it up. So the next morning I went and sat in the bayan. And Haji Sahib's bayan was very simple. But he was a man of a heart. He said, I went and sat there in front of him and I looked at him. And when he just opened his mouth and he started, he said, like a million, millions of butterflies swimming in my body, my stomach. He said, I couldn't control that feeling. I never felt in my life like that. No drug ever gave me such a feeling. He said, immediately the tears started flowing and I made tawbah of my life. Ya Allah, I'm not going back now. Subhanallah, his entire life changed. Whole life now in the path of Allah. When Allah Ta'ala wants to pull, I gotta be there. I gotta be there. Where is it gonna happen? When is it gonna happen? I don't deprive myself. As you've seen, the boys, they've got the astroturf night, we've got to be there. No matter what happens. This night, that night. We've got all these beautiful amal taking place right under our nose. Friday night, we've got programs in Hilal. Thursday night, we have majlis programs. Ulama Ikram are having programs. We've got to push ourselves. The heart now is starving. The heart is gone weak. The legs are strong, alhamdulillah. Biceps are getting bigger. We got the six packs also and everything else. But what about the heart now? The heart is starving. Let give ourselves a chance at least for this 1 year, till next Ramadan. And then see next Ramadan now how I will feel. How I will enjoy the Taraweeh, the fasting, the Sehri. Not only that, Allah will make you not just one dabba, not just one coach. You will become an engine now. The way you can pull other friends. But yes, they say if you're on the route to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, I can't go in their environment and pull them out and bring them into my environment. Because I'll slip. Many boys now, they change their life now. They were moving with friends. They go to the wrong places. All these vape cap fees and everywhere else doing wrong things. I want to go back in there to pull them out. It doesn't happen. Because there your mind will get, your mind also will get smoked up. You can't think straight after that. You get just one smell of it now, all memories will come back. So no. Bring them in our environment. Go with the Jamaat there, but don't go alone. Because we'll get caught up. So first speaker is my own iman. Then when I'm solid, I'm strong enough, then mashallah, then I can go and call my friends. Otherwise like that, I'll take a Jamaat, call them to the programs also, and carry on reminding. It will come in the heart. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah, Ta'ala give us tawfiq, inshallah. Tonight is a big night, 29 night also. We'll make a short dua now. My brothers are requested, inshallah. It is 2 rakat nafil namaz. We all are tired also. But a little bit for Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Extra time. What's it called? Extra time. But the extra time is a short time, but Allah gives more on that. When we're tired, a little bit extra time now, 2 rakat nafil namaz, a little bit dua, 100 times durood sharif, then we can make some aram, take some rest, inshallah. Wake up a little bit earlier again, 3:30, half an hour at least. Allah is shakur, little amal, Allah Pak gives a lot. Otherwise, I know myself, if I just walk out a little bit now, go lie down, then, nama ya namu. They say, lalile, it's gone now. We're not going to wake up. Now we're fresh now. The 2 rakats will take me how long? Hazrat says, we already got our patented surahs. Inna atina qul huwa Allah. No problem, read it too. But I read it, Allah will get happy. Allah will give. So this is the 2 rakats, a little bit short dua we'll make, a little bit istighfar, 100 times zurur sharif for Nabi Ali salatu wasalam. Then we can relax a little while. Wake up again early in the morning, make some dua, 2 rakat nafil namaz. On that now we'll walk a little bit and slowly we'll start running. Hazrat says, the boy is walking, he's falling, now he's running, riding tricycle, then bicycle, takes out the side wheels. Brother says, you're going to fall. He says, no. Before his mother knows it now, he's standing on the seat. I'm not holding. Brother says, start 2 rakats. Slowly before you know it now, the 2 will become 8 rakats. I can't believe it. I'm doing 8 rakats nafil namaz. Before it was so difficult. Now I don't want to miss it now. I'm scared if I miss the 8 rakats, I miss something. That enjoyment will come in the heart. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshallah. Abu Sa'ab will take bi'at and then we'll make dua, inshallah. MashaAllah, this bi'at also is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we take bi'at. We mentioned this for the last few nights also. Taking bi'at is sunnah, and to make islah is farz. So bi'at is to facilitate our islah, makes it easier. That now I've got a spiritual doctor I can consult with, I can move ahead. There's somebody I can take guidance from. Because myself, I know if I'm free, if I'm a freelancer, then I'm not binded to anybody. I'll do my own thing. I'll do a little bit here, I'll do a little bit there. And also together with that, we say to become pious is farz. To become pious is farz, and to take bi'at is sunnah. Then together with that, Hakim al-Ummah will say, rahmatullah alayh, that yes, we take bi'at and we're trying now, we'll walk the path to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, we'll try to become pious. Say, nek banna farz hai. Aur apne aap ko nek samajna haram hai. Say, to become pious is farz, and then to regard yourself to be pious is haram. There's pride there. And I am pious, alhamdulillah. I said, i'tikaf 10 days, now I'm very pious. Now I want to give my karguzari to everybody. Now I was there, but now the nafs is a chore also. Why are you telling them you were there? Because you want them to know now. He has to give karma innocently. Alhamdulillah, shukr, Allah fazal. I didn't do anything. Allah Pak took me. Then it's different. So to become naked and pious is first to regard yourself as pious is haram. Even to think yourself as good. Hazrat says now the thought that you have that you are being good, that itself is pride. Is that humility? Allah Ta'ala give tawfiq, inshallah. Put your hand in my hand. I'll read the khutbah. Then I mention the words, then you repeat the words after me, inshallah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا من سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما وقال تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء مع من أحبه وكما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم repeat after me هو الله I make توبة from كفر from شرك from hypocrisy from all sins especially from the sin of the love of dunya and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times salah with jama'at in the masjid to fast during the month of Ramadan. If zakat becomes fard, to discharge my zakat. If hajj becomes fard, to perform hajj. If jihad becomes fard, to take part in jihad. O Allah, I enter into the silsila, into the chain of the chistiyah, of the qadiriyah, of the naqshbandiyah, of the suharwardiyah. O Allah, through the barakats and blessings of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bi'at. As long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before death, grant me tawbatun nasuha. Grant me maut on kalima shahadat, wada afiyat, izzat, and rahat. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala accept it, inshaAllah. This is basically bi'at, my dear brothers. We promise to Allah that we'll try our best to become the true slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then very important, Hazrat explains also, that to get the medication now for my islah, then we attend the majlis, keep contact. Before bi'at, they say, find somebody that who you have the common blood type, where it gels. Somebody I can speak to, somebody I can relate to. Hazrat Kimsa would explain also, sometimes you take somebody as a very, very senior person as my sheikh. But I cannot speak to him. I feel awestruck. When I go sit by him, there's no communication. He says, there's no communication, your islah is almost impossible. Islah will not get made. There has to be open communication, like husband and wife. There has to be communication. So, with bi'at also is a relationship of muhabbat and love. That we are comfortable. I trust the person. I can speak to him. I can pick up the phone. So then only islah will get made. Hazrat Hakim Sahib would say also that sometimes you take bi'at to a person who's senior and very pious, but I don't have that rapport with him. I don't have the open relationship. He said, you might find somebody much younger, but I'm very comfortable. I can speak about my problem. He said, you will progress very quickly. Because the one that makes islah is not the sheikh, is Allah. Jalla Jalaluhu. But you now in the right system, you're tapping correctly, you're knocking the door at the right time, you are communicating by communication. You are showing Allah that I have talab and desire to change my life. So Allah sees the talab and the desire of the heart. Allah comes to the rescue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the heart. The shaykh is there just to guide the person. As it says, 95% is the sweat of the murid. 5% is the guidance of the shaykh. But the guidance is very important. I got to go and take the medication. So we go to the majalis. Hazrat tells us also, they come for the majlis. If you come also for the majlis, come only for this and nothing else. Don't go anywhere else. Just come for this, get your dose and go back after that. And you see very quickly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the heart. So Allah has kept the system for islah of the heart, tazkiyah and islah. So many a youngster feels now. So first, before that, now is i'tiqad and i'timad. Where you find somebody I can trust, I have muhabbat for him, I can talk to him, I feel comfortable with him, I trust his mashwara. That's the first step. And then after bay'at, they say ittila' and ittiba'. After bay'at is taken now, say, jo bay'at karta hai, wo bait jaate hain. Person takes bay'at, then he sits down. He says, now my islah will get made. He says, won't get made. He says, now ittila', you inform the sheikh of my spiritual condition. Very clearly, Hazrat explains also. He says, many people come to take bay'at now, because the business is going down. They need a financial advisor. Oh, I think this sheikh has got some top murids there. The car dealers are there, property guys are there, this is the sheikh to go. All the contacts are there, suppliers are there also. He says, no, you're not coming for islah. Then he asks the sheikh, now I got some problem in the business there, what must I do? He says, but we're here for islah of the heart. We're not financial advisors. Or having problem with the marital problems. So I'm looking for a marriage counselor. This is the right sheikh, I'll go to him. He said, yes, no problem. Give mashwara, because his problems now are hindering a spiritual progress. So if my dunya now is hindering my spiritual progress or my family life, then with that angle now I come for mashwara. This is holding me back from majlis. Why I can't do this right now? My amala are decreasing because I have these problems. No problem. But only those mashwaras now, you say, we're not here for that now. But let's help you now to get your salah right, Quran right. At the same time, I mentioned before also, many people come with baggage also. Now they're going to discuss the whole past. I mentioned before, somebody came to Ali Magda Sahib, Dhamma Barakatuh. He said, Hazrat, you know what now? I was doing all these things. He said, hold on, bhai. All your past gunas Allah Pak didn't tell me, I don't know about it. That's between you and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What are you going to do ahead now? Let me help you with that. Let's move ahead. Because so, you know, come with the whole baggage now. That's already done. Make tawbah, istighfar, and let's move ahead now. There's a new, fresh starting altogether. So they give us himmat and courage. And now you can move, you can do it. So many persons, alhamdulillah, they made ta'alluq with different mashayikh, mashallah, they covered up the qaza namaz 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, qaza, rozas, etc. Because now you get courage. There's somebody to assist me, to give me guidance, etc. So after bay'at, ittila' and tiba', we informed the sheikh. And many youngsters ask also, after I take bay'at now, I must tell the sheikh everything. I'm scared then to tell everything. Say, no. How much muhabbat and love you have? How much you want to say? How much medication you want? When you go to the doctor now, you don't duck now. Doctor says you got cholesterol. It's all right. Just take my pressure only. Here's the cholesterol for now. Hazrat says the person had diabetes. So they admitted in the hospital. It was gone very high. Sugar was gone very high. Gave him the best of medication. Right in the hospital to top hospital. Nothing coming right. They said, you're not going to change his ward then. Put him in a different ward. When they change his ward, in the pillowcase, they're finding only chocolate wrappers. Then Mota and I were giving him medication and he's eating chocolate quietly. So then it says, here also, now it can't be now. You, Sheikh is now giving you medication, but now you're doing the opposite also. So how much you need to say, you open up, what you're comfortable with, and slowly, slowly, things open up. How much I want to say, what I want, how much help I need, and accordingly I speak to the, to my Sheikh after that. So remember, as it says, it's not the Sheikh that will make the islah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but this is all facilitated now for islah. Allah ta'ala accept, inshaAllah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa laqibatu li muttaqeen, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluhu, wa laka shukru kullu, la nuhsi thana'an alayka, antaka ma athnita ala nafsik. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Akram al-Akrameen, Ya Arham al-Rahimeen, Ya Allah, accept this bi'at, O my Allah, accept all the bi'at that have taken place. Ya Allah, make our complete islah, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, make us hamil and carriers of dard-e-gham, Ya Allah, or the pain of your muhabbat and your love, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, give us understanding, give us those hearts, O my Allah, to carry the pain of your muhabbat and love. Give us the ability in our bodies, O my Allah, to obey you, not to break your command. Ya Allah, put our eyes right, our ears right, our hearts right, O Kareem, Rahim Allah. Keep us close, Ya Allah, to those places where there you will find you. Keep us far from those places, O my Allah, and company and friends and environments that will take us away from you. O Kareem Rahim Allah, divinely you assist us, you guide us, you hold us, and keep us close to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. And keep us in good environments, in good companies. Keep us attached to the efforts of deen, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Ya Allah, keep us in the company of the pious, Ya Allah, in this world, Ya Allah, in the Akhirat, O Kareem Rahim Allah. When you will announce, Fadkhuli fi ibadi, then enter with my slaves into my Jannat. Ya Allah, keep us in the Jamaat, in the group, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Oh my Allah, this Jamaat has come with hope tonight. Ya Allah, accept all the du'as, oh my Allah. Accept the sitting, oh my Allah. Accept the raising the hands, oh my Allah. Accept whatever du'as and aspirations they have in their hearts, oh Kareem Rahim Allah. And all the youth of the Ummat, entire Ummat of Nabi Ali Salatu Salam, wherever Khatmi Quran took place, wherever du'as were made, Ya Allah, accept all of it. Ya Allah, blow the winds of Hidayat, blow the winds of khair and goodness and hifazat and afiyat. Ya grant the Ummat the best of this world, qabr and akhirat. Keep us in your protection, in your muhabbat and your love, our wives, our children, our parents, the entire Ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, give us good akhlaq, soften our hearts, take out the dirt and the filth. Give us the ability to cry in your love and your muhabbat, oh my Allah. Soften our character, oh my Allah. Save us from haram, oh my Allah. Make us obedient to you, O Kareem Rahim Allah. Make our journey in this world an easy journey, oh my Allah, full of barakat and afiyat. Allah, bless us with the best of dunya. Make it easy for us. Let us prioritize our time, O my Allah, for the masjid, for Quran, for dhikr, for amal, for da'wah, ta'aleem, and ta'allum, and khidmat. O Kareem Rahim Allah, save us from haram. Grant this plenty of halal, O Kareem Rahim Allah. All those in difficulties, whatever it may be, remove them, make it easy for them, cover them. Give us mawt upon iman in the condition you are happy with us. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, in Medina Tayyiba, in the day of Jum'ah, O Kareem Rahim Allah, all those that have passed on, fully qabr with nur, free them from the fire of Jahannam, free us also, free our families, O my Allah. Give us a certificate of baratu min an-nar, that we are free from the fire of Jahannam. Give us Jannat al-Firdaus in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jazallahu anna nabiyyana Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين آمين آمين.